was a man sent from God whose name was John.
He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him.
He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light.
The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world.
The true light, which enlightens everyone, has come into the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
us pray. Almighty God, you have filled the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. For thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather them and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from the hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read Psalm 147 responsively with me. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion.
For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you.
He grants peace within your borders. He fills you with the finest of wheat.
He sends out his hand to the earth. His word runs swiftly.
He gives snow like wool, and he scatters frost like ashes.
He hurls down hail like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold?
He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow.
He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel.
He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his ordinances. Praise the Lord. The second reading is from Ephesians, the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the rich. I'm so sorry. according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him, you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I'll do better next week.
Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
And I should say, Beth, that this gospel will promise grace upon grace, which we shall also offer to you. So it's okay. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He was a witness. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise be to Christ.
You may be seated. So this sermon does come with a disclaimer. I will touch on some recent topics that may or may not impact some of you. Those who may suffer with PTSD, those who may or may not know a young man, Matthew Livelsberger, who ended his life in a fiery explosion a few days ago. A local man, not sure if anyone has connections with him or his family, So I want to name that. This sermon does not delve way down deep into any of this, but I do want to say if anyone here has connections or wants to talk more about this, please seek me out. If anyone here suffers PTSD or any other kind of anxiety or depression or any other type of mental health concerns, please seek me out if you want to talk more. So, with that, the Marshall Fire was first reported on at 11:09 on December 30th, 2021. Mountain View Fire Engine 2209 responded and discovered a small grass fire, but due to unusually high winds that would at times gust to over 115 miles per hour, neither they nor the backup that was already on the way would be able to contain this fire. By 11:44 a.m., only 35 minutes after this fire was first reported, evacuation orders began for Superior, Colorado, a town that was 3 miles from the fire's origin. The fire arrived on Superior's doorstep by noon, and then the race began to evacuate other nearby towns, Louisville, Broomfield, and portions of Lafayette, Arvada, and Westminster, Colorado. We're all in its path. By the time a heavy snow put an end to this fire on the night of December 31st, only 36 hours after it had began, it had killed 2 people. It had caused the evacuation of 30,000 more people. It had destroyed 1,000 structures, caused $2 billion in property damage, and it had burned over 6,000 acres. Now, I don't know if you're like me and you struggle with figuring out how many acres is an acre. 6,000 acres is roughly 9 square miles. And I don't know if you're like me and you have a hard time figuring out what roughly 9 square miles is, but Galleon is about 7.5 square miles. So this fire destroyed a region a little bit bigger than the town of Galleon. City of Galleon. 8 days after this fire began, it was January 7th, 2022, and I received a text from a friend with a picture of a Christmas card. It's not just any Christmas card, it was my Christmas card. Well, our Christmas card. She wrote, "We just got your Christmas card in our mailbox at our house in Colorado. The mailbox survived the wildfire that burned our home. Fortunately, she and her family were in Ohio for Christmas when the fire tore through her Louisville, Colorado neighborhood, leaving nothing of their home but some stone and concrete and a mailbox. A mailbox with a Christmas card in it, a card that when she opened it, greeted her with a picture of my family and, of course, picture of my smiling face, and on the reverse side was a picture of each of my lovely, adorable young children and their smiling faces looking up at the camera. But her text message said nothing of the pictures that we had tirelessly tried to make perfect. What her text message said instead was that there was a very important and short verse of scripture that I had included on the card that year. The verse was this: "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." And her text said simply, "I'm really loving this verse and finding it comforting and fitting." So if you're following what happened, a great darkness in the form of a very bright, very hot, very out of control wildfire descended upon her town, upon her life. It destroyed her family's home. It destroyed most of their worldly possessions. There was somehow a great light that this seemingly unstoppable, very bright darkness did not overcome. In an undestroyed mailbox was an untouched, very flammable Christmas card that survived a blazing hot wildfire and held within it the truth that a darkness could not, with all its ferocity, power, and might, overcome. And that was the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ coming into this world to my friend, to her family that so desperately needed just a little bit of light, a little bit of good news in that moment. Good news that would sustain them in the weeks and months and year to come. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. I mean, what incredible good news this is. Amen? Oh, amen?
Amen.
You can do it. Lutherans learn. And yet, as we all know too well, from the story of this raging wildfire that I just told, as we all know from our own lives, as you know from your own lives, as we can discern from studying this very verse itself, darkness has not, as of yet, been fully defeated, has it? Darkness did not overcome the light. We're told that. We know that darkness cannot defeat the light. But that doesn't mean that those who see the light, those who walk in the light, those who carry the light will never encounter darkness, does it? There is a struggle each and every day. We see it, we feel it, we know it. It is in our lives, it is in the lives of our neighbors, in the lives of our friends, our family. It is out in this world. There is a darkness in this world that seeks to overwhelm, that seeks to win. We can call it evil, we can call it the devil, we can call it a wildfire being pushed by 115 mile an hour winds. We can call it a formerly exemplary soldier who, for a reason we will likely never know, pledged allegiance to ISIS, plowed a car into a crowd, killing 14 and injuring dozens others. We can call it a soldier, a local soldier, suffering from the deep darkness of PTSD, ending his life in a fiery explosion, injuring 7. He was a tormented man who wrote these heartbreaking words, as was reported in the media. He said, "I needed to cleanse my mind of the brothers I've lost and relieve myself of the burden of the lives I took." Wow. What darkness it seems that he was wandering in, carrying with him, seemingly all alone. And I am confident that there are thousands upon thousands of current and former soldiers, of service men and women, of veterans that live in a darkness just like this each and every day, and some of them may be here in this room. There are other names that we have for this darkness. Darkness is these unrelenting wars that we see all around this earth that create new refugees. New refugees, new orphans, and new famines every single day. Darkness is the gang violence that we see in Haiti and Mexico, parts of Central and South America, parts of the United States. Darkness is those who are forced to the margins. There is a lot of darkness out there on those margins, out in the edges where we push people so they can't be seen and can't be heard. Because, I don't know, maybe they're just not welcome here in the light center of our world. There is poverty, homelessness, hunger. There is the darkness of drug addiction. There is the darkness of all kinds of illness. Cancer and Parkinson's and MS, ALS, AIDS, heart disease. All kinds of failing health. Caring for those with failing health. The sudden death of a loved one. The long drawn out death of a loved one. Or friend. There is a mental crisis which we struggle to name and talk about as our society, a crisis that is in large part brought on by any and all of these previously named darknesses. And whether we call it darkness or evil or hopelessness, it doesn't matter what we call it, because we know it when we see it and when we feel it. We have all been there. Some of us are even there in this darkness right now as we sit under these bright lights in a sanctuary. It is that place where we find ourselves lost, having no idea what comes next in our lives, not knowing where to turn, that place of existence where we are certain that no light could ever dare enter again. And I have to say, I cannot speak for my friend. But if I personally returned home and what was left was a burned carcass of my former house and an untouched mailbox, I would be utterly overwhelmed with darkness. A now what kind of darkness? A my life is now different forevermore kind of darkness, and everything is gone kind of darkness. There is a no hope to be found kind of darkness. And that's a lot of darkness. I did my best to cover all of it, but I'm sure there is a lot more that is out there lurking. Except there are places in this world where light shines. Except waiting in that untouched mailbox, that somehow untouched mailbox is light, is hope, is the good news of great joy for all people, the good news of the incarnation of our God, is the good news of Christmas. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This card certainly did not unburn my friend's house or fix anything or everything or much at all. But it did, in her words provide comfort. And sometimes, many times, shining just a little bit of light, shining just a little bit of Jesus, giving someone just a little bit of Jesus provides just enough comfort to be everything to someone. The good news of Christmas is that darkness has been put on notice. The light that comes into the world is now everywhere, and there is no going back. The darkness we know is not yet fully dead. We can feel it, we can see it. But darkness never knows when Jesus is going to show up. Darkness never knows when we, as in you and me, might show up bearing Christ's light into that darkness. That's right. We, as in you and me, all of us have a part to play in this, but let me be clear. Please don't go around thinking that you, and if your faith is bright and shining on that Christmas card, please don't think that you are the light of the world. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. I am not. You are not. We are not the light of the world. Instead, we are witnesses to the light. We are called to testify to the light out in the world, to literally take the light of Christ that is within us out into the world, to encounter darkness out in the world and not flee from darkness, but to step into it, to step into the darkness and carry the light of Christ with us out into the world. Or you can go out that door. Or if you really want, you can go down the elevator and through the door out the back of the basement. But there are lots of ways out into the world. And I know, I get it. It sounds very, very hard confronting this darkness, doesn't it? Anyone wake up today and be like, man, I want to confront darkness today? No. Whether we call it darkness or evil or sin or death or the devil, whatever you name it, it is hard to confront. And this call might bring us to boldly step into the fray of a very, very dark, bright light, like Mountain View Fire Engine 2209 did when these first responders and others evacuated 30,000 people in less than 36 hours. Sometimes it may mean sitting with someone in a very, very dark deep pit of despair, holding vigil with them, bearing Christ's light with them and for them when they cannot in their suffering. It may mean walking with a loved one or a friend through their illness that may or may not end in recovery or remission. We don't know. It may even end in death. Or it may mean making a phone call. That's not so hard, is it? But maybe it's that one phone call that you know you've been avoiding making. Or it could be as simply as sending a text message. Hey, it's been a while. How are you doing? No, really. How are you? Or even sending a Christmas card that will perhaps, I don't know, survive a wildfire, allowing it to convey the fitting and comforting good news of Jesus Christ. And I have to say, what unbelievable good news this is. It is the good news that the light that we witness to, Jesus Christ, God incarnate, is in the world. Not just 2,000 years ago, but here and now. It is the good news that because Christ is here, evil cannot in the end win. It is the good news that Jesus lives, and when he returns in his fullness, he will vanquish evil. He will kill this darkness that reigns on the earth once and for all. Darkness doesn't reign, Christ reigns. But the darkness that tries to fill this earth, Christ will return and vanquish it once and for all. So what are we to do? Well, first, all those things that I said about, you know, being the light in the darkness, out in the world, to all the people. But also, we are to sing his praises very loudly to all who will hear. So with all the choirs of angels, with the shepherds and all of creation, let us raise our voices and sing. Let us shout, let us proclaim the good news of great joy that is for all people that Jesus lives. Here and now, today, and darkness will not and cannot overcome our God. A God who is so unbelievable that he was made known to us in the birth of a lowly infant, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. That lowly, helpless infant couldn't even be killed by evil. Even on a cross. That is the power of our God. But that, the good news of great joy of all people, of the cross, that is the story for another day. Amen. Oh, and now is when I have to say, I called an audible, and Adam allowed it. Randy, you're off the hook. You don't have to project it because it's the wrong words. Please open up this nifty little hymnal. We call it a hymnal, to hymn number 843. The hymn is called Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness. It seems more fitting than the one I had selected previously. Please stand.
Thank you.
I ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
I invite you to be seated unless, of course, you are a council member or if you are coming to instruct our council members.
The following people have been elected by the congregation to positions of leadership: Kathy Badenhop, Dick Grandy, Dennis Long, Carl Navarro, Beth Sinden, Marty Smith, and Ron Voorhees. We give thanks for their willingness to serve. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We rejoice now that these siblings will lead us in our common life and our mutual mission as a congregation.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation.
You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gathers us into one together with the whole church.
You are to seek to involve all members of this congregation in worship, learning, witness, service, and support so that the mission of Christ is carried out in this congregation, in the wider church, in this community, and in the whole world.
You are to be faithful in your specific area of serving, that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified.
You are to be examples of faith active in love, fostering peace, harmony, and mutual understanding in this congregation.
On behalf of your siblings in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the office to which you have been elected? If so, please respond, I will, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I will, and I ask God to help and guide me.
Their lips moved. It counts.
I heard.
But you all are not off the hook. Make sure that all of their lips move. People of God, I ask you, will you support these, your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? If so, please respond. We will, and we ask God to help and guide us.
We will, and we ask God to help and guide us. I now declare you installed as council members of this congregation.
And we thank them for their willingness to serve this congregation. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and direct your days and your deeds that you may be faithful servants of Christ's church. Amen. You may return to your seats and we will continue with our prayers of intercession. And as they're returning, I ask, are there any additional prayers today? Filled with good, please stand in body or in spirit. Filled with good news of great joy, let us offer our prayers for the church, for the earth, and for all people. Oh God, you reveal yourself. Oh, please continue.
Oh God, you revealed yourself in this place, in water, wine, and bread. Show us again and again your grace upon grace, that your church boldly testifies to your love. Move the newly installed council members of this congregation, First Lutheran Church, to guide the church to reveal your abundant grace and mercy in this neighborhood, in Galleon, and beyond. God of grace,
receive our prayer. You reveal yourself in every land and in the farthest parts of the earth. Deliver peoples who suffer under oppressive regimes and thwart the foolish plans of unjust leaders. We pray for the lands where innocent blood soaks the ground, the Middle East, especially in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, parts of Israel, in Ukraine and parts of Russia, in Haiti and parts of South America and Central America, that wars and power struggles and gang violence may cease and your name may no longer be used to justify violence. God of grace,
receive our prayer. You reveal yourself in creation. As this new year begins, renew your creation. Nourish your people like a watered garden and empower us to nourish your creaturely companions in this earth. God of grace,
you reveal yourself in every human being. Help us recognize your image in our siblings in Christ who are in the strong grip of addiction, depression, anxiety, hopelessness, PTSD, or other illness, especially Kenny, Fred, Caden and his family, Linda, Joe, Haley, Paige, Sandy, Scott, Jean, Tina, Barb, Dwayne, Ken, Robert, Ed, Bobby, Nancy, Jim, for the family and friends of Al, for Nancy, for Riley, for those we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. We pray for the families and victims of the terror attack in New Orleans, that they may receive comfort and peace in the face of this horrific tragedy. We pray for the family and friends and all impacted by the tragedy involving Michael Livensberger. Grant us compassion to care for these and all your people. God of grace,
receive our prayer. You reveal yourself anew every day. In this new year, renew this congregation and its ministries in our witness to the good news of the incarnation. In all that we say and do as a Christian people, as a congregation, and as individuals, remind us that Emmanuel, God with us, means God with all people. Give us the courage to live out this radical good news here and now. God of grace,
receive our prayer. We commend these prayers to you, O God, trusting your grace made known to all through the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. Our gifts and our offerings.
Thank you.
God of heaven and earth, from the beginning, you have called forth life, in which you take delight. The trees, the fields, the seas sing of joy. Bless now these gifts received from your bounty, that we may join the chorus of creation to tell of your salvation from day to day. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
A child has been born for us, a son given to us. Come, all of you, and receive the gift of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for Jesus, who is our heavenly food. Strengthened by this goodness, send us forth to announce your peace, comfort the afflicted, and share the good news of great joy. Amen.
So, tomorrow is Epiphany, which means that all of the Christmas stuff must to go bye-bye. So, I encourage you to do two things. First, please, if you're able to do so, stay after service today and help us put the decorations away. They go down much more quickly than they go up. Two, go find the story of the Magi. They're not kings, but they're Magi. It should be in Matthew somewhere. Anyway, I might be wrong. Who knows? And read that tomorrow on January 6th, the day of Epiphany, since we will not have a service of Epiphany. Other announcements. We have, council on Thursday. I think Dennis has sent out several items to your emails if you're on council, so please take a look at that. Prior to that, we have committee night at 6 and committee fellowship at 5:30, and Marty is making something. She doesn't know yet. She's not going to commit. She's going to make a joke. She's going to make a joke about how every time I promise to make a certain soup that I never bring it, which is true. Ooh, a filet and lobster. Surf and turf. Okay. Any other announcements this morning? I would encourage you to prayerfully consider any of our committees. If you have questions about the committees and any of the activities that we're involved in, please see me or someone who you know is on one of those committees. Seeing and hearing no other announcements, please stand in body or in spirit for a blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
light of the world.
But our words and deeds are meant to testify to the light.
For a light has come into the world that no darkness can overcome. Go, therefore, and testify.
We will. Thanks be to God.